The pallid sturgeon has been living in the Missouri River since, well, the Missouri River first formed. They have very small eyes, grow up to 6 feet long, and can live to be over 50 years old. They have no bones. They're completely made of cartilage, like sharks and rays. And though those are all fun little facts, it doesn't make the pallid sturgeon what you would call the most charismatic endangered species.
There's no pallid sturgeon fan club.
And they're ugly.
The males and females can actually see each other now, and that could be their problem. Some people speculate that that's why it's endangered, is because who would want to breed with that?
Neil Bass, yes, Bass, has been fishing since he could hold a pole. He's a biologist working on the Missouri River for the Army Corps of Engineers. And pallid sturgeon jokes aside, Bass says changes to the river have been hard on the pallid.
You know, people call the Missouri River the Big Muddy, but it's not near as muddy as it once was.
In fact, the river has 80% less sediment than it once did due to dikes, lakes, and embankments. The river moves faster, it's deeper and narrower than it used to be. It's just a different place than the pallid once knew.
The Corps actually modified the river to make it better for people, for navigation, to make it habitable on the shores of the Missouri, and we're never going to move away from that.
So if the river is never going to go back to its natural course or be what it once was, is it possible for this dinosaur to survive here anymore? The Corps, which spends $1 million annually on pallid sturgeon recovery efforts, thinks so.
I believe it's important for us to try and save the species, especially one that, one that we have pushed towards the brink of extinction.
That's why Bass and I and a few others are on a boat on the Missouri River about 20 miles east of Liberty. And it's raining a lot. We're looking for a large, wild, female pallid sturgeon that has never been used before for breeding. They do this collection every year, the last 2 weeks of March and first two of April.
The rain wouldn't stop us.
Kyle Winders is driving the boat to all the worm-baited trot lines set out to attract the fish. He's an ecologist with the Missouri Department of Conservation, one of the many agencies that's working with the Corps to save the pallid. When the pallid sturgeon was listed in 1990, their numbers were so low that the Fish and Wildlife Service approved stocking, breeding wild pallids at hatcheries to put them back into the river. Female pallids take 15 to 20 years to reach sexual maturity, so finding just the right fish is a challenge.
Needle in a haystack.
And we're pulling in all kinds of fish. Catfish, chubs, shovel-nose sturgeon. They weigh and measure every fish caught for research purposes.
742. 599.
The information is entered into a database, and then they throw the fish back in. But it gets a little more complicated once a pallid is caught.
Another one.
Another pallid?
They get a lot of extra care. Everything is measured. Water velocity, the turbidity, that's the clarity of the water. And if it's a hatchery fish, which most are, it's been implanted with a tag that's full of information. Winder's partner, Thomas Huffman, scans this pallid in his hand, which I don't think is all that ugly.
And then we get the number, and we can look up that fish right there in our database, and we'll know exactly where we caught him, how many times we've caught him, how much he's grown, all the info we need to know about him.
Even the fish's mother and father, their brother and sisters, hatcheries are using this data to create a genetic matrix to avoid inbreeding and to track the species' development.
There was a lot of concern initially about the pallid sturgeon and its survivability in the Missouri River.
Neil Bass again.
And we know now that adult sturgeon and even like sturgeon older than 1 year actually do really well in the river.
829,000 pallid sturgeons of various sizes have been stocked in the Missouri River since 1992. Though data shows pallids from 0 to 1 year old still have a hard time surviving, Bass says they know that numbers from boat ride collections like these have been increasing over the years.
Just with the stocking efforts alone and the long-livedness of the species, my grandchildren will be able to see a pallid sturgeon.
This boat's numbers, only a week in, have already collected 40 pallids for propagation, which was this boat's season total for last year. Bass sees it as a sign that the efforts are gaining traction and hopes life for this Missouri River bottom feeder might be starting to look up. Suzanne Hogan, KCUR News.